Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Happy Thursday to you. I'm Jamie Floyd and for Brian Lehrer. We've got a very full show for you today, and we start with one of my favorite topics, voting. Specifically, a plan to bring back lever voting machines, picking up steam in Albany. Lawmakers considering a proposal that would use the old machines for the upcoming primary and runoff elections in September. Federal law requires the new optical scanner machines that we've all become familiar with to be used in federal elections, but the state has the jurisdiction to allow the lever machines in local elections. Now, good government groups and advocates for the disabled are strongly opposing the plan to return to the levers. However, right now, the matter is up to the Assembly to decide. And sources are telling WNYC that Democratic leaders are leaning in favor of the proposal. Lawmakers will return to Albany on Wednesday. So let's dig deep into when the levers would return, if they return, and for which elections and why. And as we do that, we'll take your calls. Would you like to see a return to the sturdy lever machines of old, or do you prefer the nifty new optical scanners? Call us at 212-433-WMYC. That's 212-433-9692. Now, joining me to talk about the proposal and give us their perspective, Susan Lerner, Executive Director of Common Cause New York. She's here with me in the studio. Common Cause opposes bringing back the lever machines at all. And we also have State Senator Martin Golden. He's co-sponsored the bill to bring them back. I want to welcome you both. And I want to give out that number one more time. That's 212-433-WMYC, 212-433-9692, because I bet we have feisty New Yorkers on both sides of this issue. And I want to start with you, Senator Golden, since you've co-sponsored this proposal. I think that is the place to start. New York City alone has spent $95 million over the past few years to bring the election process into the 21st century, replacing those hulking lever machines with optical scanners. Why do you want to go back?
Well, that's the question. If you bought machines that were going to bring you into the 21st century, then why aren't we working with these machines and giving them the capacity and the ability to work in the 21st century? A, they don't have the high-speed counters that they were never brought in. They should have been brought in and part of the package. That's number one. And you have a paper recount in the city of New York if it's under a half of 1%. Now, that automatically guarantees you a hand recount. So here we are in the 21st century using hand recounts in an election that took them last year on a state Senate race. Ready for this? 72 days to count 22,000 votes. And this will be close, if not more than a million votes. So imagine if we had to do that paper recount. It would be past Christmas before we finished it. So these lever machines, you have two options here. You either go to the lever machine or you get rid of the 05 recount, the half of 1% recount. That's the only two options that you have here, to be able to do this in a timely fashion, to be able to finish the selection process in a timely fashion, to be able to get a winner in a runoff, and then have a and if we don't think we're not going to get into a runoff with seven Democrats and three Republicans running, that's a tremendous gamble to take.
I'm guessing the possibility that we're all, or the likelihood that we're going to get into a runoff, is the only thing that you and Susan Lerner are going to agree on, because I see her ready to respond already. But I do want to ask one follow-up, Senator. Am I correct that the bill would bring back the lever machines for the primary and the runoff, but come November, the city board plans to then go back to the new optical scanner machines? That would mean three elections, two different voting machines, and wouldn't that raise some serious education issues for poll workers, not to mention voters themselves?
No, well, most of the poll workers, if you talk to them, are very, they liked the old lever machines. The new computer technology machines, the electronic machines, are much more confusing for them. And the handwriting and the writing, the printing on the ballot is so small that it does cause some of the people in our city to have an axe to grind when it comes to using those electronic machines. But I do believe we need the electronic machines. I do believe we should be in the 21st century, but we should give them the ability to do that. And we have not done that. So there are some problems, but I believe this is the only way that you can actually get a recount done in a timely fashion by using these lever machines, unless, of course, you get rid of that half of 1%.
All right. Recount. Susan Lerner, Common Cause, opposes bringing back the lever machines, whatever we want to call them. We actually had a discussion in the newsroom about which pronunciation we would go with, the New Yorker accent or the old British accent. But we know what we're talking about. It's the big old fancy, you know, I always felt like I was at a slot machine when I used that thing. I have to say, Susan, there is something substantial and sturdy about the old machine. You really feel like you voted. And there's something uncertain and unsatisfying about the scanner. You know, the lever machine was in place. It goes all the way back to the 1890s. If the optical scanner is not proving up to the task, as the senator suggests, why oppose a return to the levers?
It's not the optical scanners that are the problem. It is our legislature and our Board of Elections. The technology is absolutely up to the task. And we have known that our country as a whole, including New York, made a very good choice to go from completely unverifiable technology, which is what the lever machine is. Remember, it's Ronald Reagan who said, test, trust, but verify. You cannot verify with the lever machines. And the idea that, well, we have an issue with a manual recount, so we'll go to a machine that you can't verify and you can't recount as the solution really does not make any sense. We have made a decision to have secure, verifiable elections in this country and in our state. And it's up to our elected leaders and their appointed Board of Elections to get with the program and to do what any good administration would do, which is to say, this is the new technology. We've got to get up to speed with it. We've got to be familiar. We've got to run it well. The legislature has created this problem by refusing to set the primary at an intelligent date. It has refused to move the time of the runoff. I don't understand why the legislature has the ability to screw up New York's elections the way they do. New York City's elections.
Am I sniffing out a point of agreement here? Perhaps it's not the machine per se, but a change in the rules that is required?
So I think absolutely. But I think it's also a change in the attitude of our legislators and our administrators. This is the current technology. There's a good reason for it. It may be satisfying to pull the lever, but you're basically voting into a void. You don't know whether your vote has actually been counted. And with the lever machines, we've had plenty of problems in the past that people are forgetting about. So there's no way to do a recount with the lever machines, and we know that old as they are, mechanical as they break down and they don't accurately count. Another problem with the lever machines is that the actual recording of the votes from the machine is by pen and paper. There are three places where humans get it wrong. It's a much more laborious and much more error-prone process to actually complete the election with the lever machines than it is with the optical scanners. So it's really a question of stop looking backwards, look at what you've got to run now, and get up to speed, Board of Elections and legislature, solve the problem with the ballots. It's a problem created by how badly our election law is written that we end up with this tiny print on the ballot. For 2 years now, we've had a bill in the legislature which would fix the problem. It would give the board the flexibility to use modern design to put together a ballot that would be readable. The legislature, the Senate refuses to pass it.
All right.
We can't understand why.
All right, and I'm going to come back to you, Senator, on that in just a moment. But in the interest of democracy, I want to get to some of our callers. I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer, WMYC AM and FM and WMYC.org. My guests are State Senator Martin Golden, who is co-sponsoring a bill to bring back the lever voting machines, and Susan Lerner of Common Cause, who opposes, or the group opposes, Common Cause New York, the proposed measure. Let's bring in some of our callers. And we have Peter, who is in Park Slope. Peter,
What is your view, or do you have a question on this issue of lever versus the optical scanning voting process?
Yes, good morning. I'm usually with Common Cause on many, many issues, but I have to really say that I'm with the senator on this one.
Why, Peter?
Well, the thing is, if I recall correctly, there was a lot of fraud and a lot of trouble in the Midwest with those new electronic machines, and I just think that the old adage, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it. But I know that's the woman from Common Cause said that there were problems in the past that people forgot about. Well, I've been voting now for about 60 years, and I don't really recall that that I know of, that I can remember, about problems with the old-fashioned big machines with the curtain. But the new electronic machines, in my opinion, are open to fraud. I know that I've heard that somewhere.
All right, let's get a response. Have there been problems in the Midwest? Are the electronic machines more likely to result in a fraudulent vote than the old lever machines?
There are two types of electronic voting machines. The caller is correct that the kind we don't use in New York ran into all kinds of problems, and that was similar to the lever machines, a computer where you couldn't tell if your vote was actually being counted. That's why we at Common Cause advocated for what New York State has adopted, and that's paper ballots read by a scanner, so that if there's any question, the paper ballot is your absolute record. It's what you, the voter, mark, and it's uncontrovertible.
All right, let's take a call from Mayor, I believe it is, in Rockland County. Mayor, you're on with Senator Golden and Susan Lerner of Common Cause.
Is that me?
Yes, that is you.
Okay, I just want to say that it takes much longer. They created a step in the middle. Everybody has to write it down. So you go from the signing desk, and then you have to go to different locations, but mark it, then scan it. By the end, it takes longer. Usually, technology should make things faster. Now it makes it just longer.
So you're saying you prefer the lever because it was just a quick pull of the lever and you were done, and now there are a couple of steps involved with the paper ballot. There
that
is
makes,
something to
yeah.
that.
If you take a look at it, you can see it takes much longer today to go in and vote than it used to be before. That should be the opposite. It should be faster.
It does seem to take a little bit longer, but I think, Susan Lerner, you would say this could be corrected by rewriting,
correct.
Redrafting the ballot.
And by better procedures at the polling place. The problem right now is we have a law that was set up for the lever machines. It has not at all been reviewed to bring it up to the current technology. And we need our election administration to be concentrating on getting up to speed on the best technology. Again, it may be satisfying to pull the lever, but we don't vote for the experience of voting. We vote to have our votes accurately counted. And what we don't know with the lever machines is if they're being accurately counted. Statistically, it's very interesting, Jamie, that when you use the lever machines, you have a very unusually high percentage of votes, of tallies that end up in 99. And the reason for that is that the machines are mechanical, they wear out, and it's harder for the counters to flip over to 00, so they stick at 99.
And let me come back to the senator on this. Senator, did you want to respond to that? And I also did want to ask you about the machines and the practical question of whether we know that they're still working. They have been on ice or up on blocks or whatever the proper expression is for a number of years now.
Susan makes it sound very hunky-dory and that the electronic machines are the best way in the future, and of course they are. And you should be able to move into the 21st century. But I would like to ask Susan, how do you count 1 million votes on a paper recount?
I think we all experienced this in Tallahassee in 2000, didn't we?
And that's why we went to the electronic machines. And the electronic machines, if you have a paper recount at 05, and if we have this many people running in a race, it's almost guaranteed we're going to fall within that 05 in one of these races, unless you want to flip a coin and think it's not going to happen. I want to ask you, Susan, how do you count 1 million votes?
Well, a couple of
paper,
things. A couple
by
of
November.
Things. A couple of things, Senator. Number one, I would like to point out that over the past 13 years, we've only had two races that fell within that margin.
So
I agree with you that I agree with you that I think we ought to adjust the margin. I think it's larger than we need statistically, and we're actually in contact with various statisticians to get their advice as to what the appropriate amount should be to be sure, again, that the reason we're using paper is that we get an accurate result from our elections and not a guess.
So you're still checking out with statisticians about how to do this election in November and in September. Very interesting.
It is true, Senator, that beyond Common Cause, a slew of other advocacy groups, the League of Women Voters, New York Public Interest Group, the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund, Center for Independence of the Disabled. Disabled groups, in fact, are among the strongest opponents, claiming that the current optical scanners are of great benefit to the disabled. And I could go on. The list is much longer than I want to take the time to read.
Our bill covers that. Our bill allows for the electronic machine to be there for those that would be handicapped in this election process.
But Senator, let me ask you, who is supporting the bill? Beyond, I've named a number of groups that are opposing it. Who is supporting this?
The New York City Board of Elections, the mayor of the city of New York, majority of the legislature, because they all recognize there is no way you can do a paper recount in a timely fashion. If I just told you it took us 72 days to do 22,000 votes, let's say there's a million votes and we use the optical scanners and we use the high counters, which they never brought, the high-speed counters, they should have been brought and put into the Board of Elections. So we put these high-speed counters and they kick out any questionable type of ballot. So let's just say they kick out a 1% or a 2% margin. We're still at 10,000 to 20,000 paper ballots that have to be counted by hand. That still puts us past November. There is no way that this election can go off on time if, in fact, we do two things. Only two things can get us this election done on time. That's the lever machine or removing the 0.5 of 1% recount, which I may add is no place else in the state of New York. It's only
Senator,
in the city of New York.
I have a final question for you, and I think it's a simple one and requires a brief answer. Where are we procedurally? What happens next?
We've passed the bill here to allow for the to go to three weeks and in the Senate, and we're waiting for the Assembly to hopefully follow through, and they will do the same.
And when you're back on Wednesday, so what's the time frame?
We're back on Monday, so we'll be back here on Monday, and it's very possible that we've got three more weeks here, so it's very possible to get done over the next 3 weeks. I know I'd love to work with Susan and anybody else that come up with a plan to get us a timely race, but it's not possible in this election cycle.
Well,
and to think that we should move an election 3 months earlier with technology that we spent $100 million on, that we have to be able to move it up 3 months so that we can get a timely election, is ridiculous.
All right. I do hope you will work with Susan. Susan Lerner is of Common Cause New York, and she is executive director there opposing this bill. Senator Martin Golden is a co-sponsor. That is all the time we have on this issue, but I'm sure it will continue to be debated, and we will continue to talk about it. I want to thank you both for being here today. Coming
thank
up
you.
Next, we will be joined by Adam Liptak of the New York Times to talk us through more law, this time crunch time at the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Jamie Floyd, in for Brian Lehrer.